FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ Community Music. Austin French, Born Again, Mandisa Stronger. Good morning to you at 7:21.
And for our weather, we're keeping an eye on two storm systems heading our way. Light snow developing tonight into tomorrow, could get 1 to 3 inches. The second system is expected to begin late Saturday afternoon. That will continue into Sunday. That storm could bring a wintry mix. We might get some freezing rain, some sleet, snow. Not really sure quite yet. Today, increasing clouds, high 32. Tonight, snow low down to 29. For our Friday, snow ending in the morning, becoming mostly sunny, high 42. Saturday, snow beginning again, late in the afternoon, high 35. Continuing the Sunday morning with a wintry mix, rain, snow, might end as all snow. We'll keep you posted, high 37. Currently, it's 26.
This morning, our very special guest from Child Evangelism Fellowship, Chris Wenden, the director of the Lancaster County chapter, is here, and the president of CEF globally, Mr. Reese Kaufman, is here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. Reese, you told us that you're in 200 plus countries throughout the world sharing the gospel. Do you know how many good news clubs you have throughout the world?
Yes, we track those numbers once every year, and last year's count was 75,453 going on around the world. That means there's a good news club starting at this moment, one ending at this moment, all day long, all night long, wherever you are in the world, good news clubs are going on. And it might interest you to know that the children we present a clear presentation of the gospel to with a trained teacher using our literature exceeds 43 children per minute worldwide.
Wow. That's, I mean, 75,000, I did not expect that number to come up. That's amazing. How many volunteers are part of those clubs?
Well, we have well over 250,000 volunteers a week working worldwide, and just God has blessed our ministry and prospered it. In fact, one of our main aspects of our ministry is training, because we have to train all these teachers and all these workers. It might interest you to know that last year we trained over 363,000 teachers in one of our training programs. Those training programs are going on all over the world, training parents and teachers and young people how to give a clear presentation of the gospel that children can understand and grasp.
With everything that's going on with CEF throughout the world, you must have great stories about how God is working through the ministry.
Oh, we have continuous stories. As you mentioned it just a few moments ago when off the air, my mind went to Mauritius, an island in the Indian Ocean off of southern Africa. And I was in a squatter camp there. Squatter camp is where people just live in shacks and not even, we wouldn't even call them shacks, just tin and plastic, and they lived there for years. And I was in that camp, and they put some shipping containers together, hold good news clubs in. And I was in this good news club that was packed out, and there was just hundreds of kids in there, but no room to sit down, just jammed in. And when I walked out after the club, and by the way, it was taught by a young person who had graduated from the good news club, I walked out into the general area of the squatter camp. And of course, squatter camps, you can picture what they're like. There's no roads, just paths. There's buildings everywhere as far as the eye can see. And I saw hundreds of children running the streets and walking around that were not in the Good News Club. And a mother was out there, and she handed me her little child, and I held her in my arms. I held the little child, and she knew what I was thinking. And I saw all the kids that did not get to come to the Good News Club. And she said these words to me. She said, "You can't change the whole world, but you can change the whole world for this one child." Mm. I will not forget that story.
Yeah. Wow, that's an amazing story. Chris Wenden is with us. He's the director of the Lancaster County Child Evangelism Fellowship. Chris, you guys are celebrating 75 years tonight with a very special program. Tell us a little bit about what God is doing through CEF in Lancaster in the schools.
Yeah, we're a little smaller than internationally. Yeah. We have about 31 Good News Clubs running here in Lancaster County. And just last year, we saw around 208 children choose to make decisions to follow Jesus. And it is incredibly humbling, and I love what Reese shared, because each one of those 208 children are an individual. They're an individual story, and I was sharing with Reese last night on the way home from the airport that this ministry became much more personal for me when last week, through my training in how to share the gospel with children, my own daughter chose to become a Christian.
Wow.
Gave her life to Jesus, and so it is so touching. But this is just a drop in the bucket. I think we reached just over 1,600 children in Lancaster County, but that is just a drop in the bucket here in Lancaster.
Right.
There are many, 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 many more children.
Yeah.
And so that's why we're praying as a ministry that God would raise up volunteers, and I think that's the real piece. And so as people are hearing this and they're feeling that nudge that wow, I want to impact one child for Christ, the first thing I would say is pray. Pray and just ask God, are you sending me? And And you know what? If you get that fire in your belly, then we would love to talk with you, because well, as Jesus says in Luke, that God wants us to pray to Him, send more workers, and we're joyously expecting to see God send more workers, so that as many children as need to hear will hear about a God who loves them and sent Jesus to die for them. And so we're just overjoyed to be able to celebrate many, many years of ministry. It's humbling to be involved in this. I'm walking in some very big shoes, I tell people, but this is God's work, and He takes broken people and allows us to be involved in His ministry. So,
amen.
Yeah, if you feel like God is tugging in your heart to be involved in a Good News Club, and there are multiple ways you can use your gifts. You can come and sing. You can come and lead a small group. You can come and teach memory verses, teach Bible lessons. We'll train you with our world-class, as Reese shared, our world-class international training. We'll get you plugged in, and we'll equip you. So if you're feeling that God's nudging you, get in contact with us, 717-569-5412, or you can just drop us an email. It's really easy, info@ceflancaster.org, and we'd love to talk more. But you can also just come on, drop in tonight.
Yeah.
Come celebrate with us. You'll hear all about God's work. Reese will share some more about what's going on, and we'll tell you all about what God is doing. And that event is tonight here at the Junction Center, 6:45, doors open 6:15, and you don't need a ticket. You can just drop in and come celebrate with us.
Check it out online. CEFLancaster.org is the place to visit to find out more about getting involved, volunteering, and being a part of spreading the gospel here locally. Or tonight, the 17th anniversary celebration. Doors open at 6:15, starts at 6:45 at the Junction Center, and you'll get to hear Reese tell more about what God is doing through CEF throughout the world. Guys, thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
Thanks
good
very
being
much.
Here.
Oh, we loved having you. Back to the music we go with Big Daddy Weave. The only name yours will be on FM 90.3 WJTL.